killing me.
Feeling so low and bad, I ain't gonna be treated this way. I'm tired of eating your cornbread and beans, baby. I'm tired of eating your cornbread and beans right now. I ain't gonna be treated this way. These $2 shoes is killing my feet, baby. $2 shoes is killing my feet right now. I ain't gonna be treated this way. Take $10 shoe that fit my feet, baby. $10 shoe that fit my feet right now. I ain't gonna be treated this way. I'm going down this road feeling bad, baby. I'm going down this road feeling so miserable and bad. I ain't gonna be treated this way. I'm going while that chilly wind don't blow, baby. I'm going while the chilly wind don't blow no more. I ain't gonna be treated this way. I'm going while the weather suits my clothes, baby. I'm going while the weather suits my clothes tomorrow. I ain't gonna be treated this way. I'm going down this road now feeling bad, baby. I'm going down this road feeling so low and bad. I ain't gonna be treated this way.
Well, you use the word man catcher before. By man catcher.
Well, that's just a name because that they call him. I don't think that actually should have been said, but they for that type of man. He come through and he'd tell a lot of people that they was gonna get $1 a day, and while they was working, they'd be getting 50 cents, and they would leave, slip off, and go with this guy to places to work. And then they didn't get anything. Some of them didn't, and some of them got paid. Some of them didn't get any money at all. But they would do the work. So it's the same thing as something like what you would call an employment office agent, going around getting people to go put them on different jobs. Well, that's what he was. Same thing. But they didn't call it that then. They call them man catchers, snatchers too. A lot of time they call it, because a lot of time they'd sneak around at night and get a lot of fellas, catch them off, and get them having a bunch of fun, and get them in a wagon or something. When they know anything, they'd be 10 or 15 miles from home.
Wait.
Thank you.
music till he dies playing.
This is the holding area for the light cycles.
Transport to light cycle grid. We have transport.
Good morning. Thank you all for coming. Behind me, you can barely make out my colleagues, and let me not waste an instant and introduce them.
George Takei.
Well, hello. Good to be here.
Michelle Nichol.
My pleasure, Admiral. Captain.
And the gentleman who plays Chekhov.
Walter Koenig.
Are we there yet?
Look, I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Well, screw that. Well, fuck that.
Next!
Hey, don't open that! It's an alien planet! Is there air? You don't know!
Seems okay.
I'm not as stupid as I am ugly, Commander.
What? Explain to him as if you would a child.
Tell me, what does it do, this Omega 13?
I don't know what it does.
Huh. He just brought a bag in one day and he's like, I think he's in here. I think my character's in here. And he comes in with that bag. That greasy bag. You don't know what's in there. Maybe some cheese or something. He's just carrying around that bag. Suddenly he found his character. He found his character through that bag.
Let's get out of here before
one of
them
kills Guy.
Kills Guy. And it's like the it was just so perfect.
Let's get out of here before one of those things kills Guy.
Wait a minute.
Talk and...
By Grandthar's hammer.
by the Sons of Warvan.
By the Sons of Warvan, I shall avenge you.
By Grabthar's hammer. What a savings.
Grabthar's hammer. What a savings. That's not great.
What a savings.
No.
Right in the middle. It's in Star Trek V, Shatner wanted to fight a rock monster while he was running around on that planet.
I didn't know this.
And they're like, we don't have the budget for that. We got to finish this movie.
Whoa.
And he's like, I must fight a rock monster. No, Bill. There's no budget for that. So just the thing just shoots lasers at him, and he just runs around in the desert.
Yeah.
So Tim Allen getting to fight the rock monster.
There
sort
you
of
go.
Like a,
that's cool.
To you, William Shatner.
Oh, darn.
Is it a bomb?
I don't know.
Was a time where like being a nerd, quote unquote, was like considered uncool, and he like embodied that so well.
And now it's been co-opted by all the cool kids.
Yeah,
it's a shame. On episode, remember on episode 36?
Oh yeah.
I'm like, no one says that. Yeah. They say, remember on the Best of Both Worlds.
Oh yeah, you
or
say the title. Yeah,
the Corbinite Maneuver.
Yeah,
like you say that. You don't say episode 42.
Yeah,
what the fuck says that? Get out of here with
you're right,
your
this movie's trash.
It's trash.
It's fucking trash.
And Mark is not a speed. It's a direction.
Saracen ship accelerating toward us at Mark 2.
Accelerate to Mark 4.
I didn't know that.
It's like the... What is it? The fucking Star Wars run, the Kessel run.
Yeah,
the Kessel run, and
it's distance, not time.
Yeah.
Parsecs.
Yeah, the distance. So he was like, we're up to Mach is a speed, but they kept saying Mark. Like, that's their term for warp.
You go to Mark 2, Lieutenant. Yeah.
Fucking fantastic movie.
It's so good.
What?
Which is weird.
It comes off like, because if you've never seen it or you don't know the premise, it just looks like a generic Tim Allen's PG space movie.
Yeah.
But it has that
The
layer.
Poster doesn't quite do it justice. Yeah.
It's in the font of the show, but they don't know the level of... meta that it is. It's a movie about people being actors being thrown into the real life situation.
The poster may have a tagline that's kind of like a comedy that's out of this world. Like it may have something like that in the tagline. Yeah.
So there's two. Like this is very minor, but it's within this topic. So if you're not in the know,
if you're not in the know, then yeah, it's yeah. Yeah, but you're not even going to attempt his name anymore. You're just going to do a noise.
Tell it to him. Explain to him. As if you were the child.
Who did that voice?
Cut to something fun.
Deliver the device to me, or I will destroy your ship.
Like they can't really talk through the thing because they haven't overdubbed it yet. This is just not. Oh, that's not right. I was like, this is just not the tone of this movie.
Come here, big boy. Something. It's like you guys want to see if you could handle me.
Okay. You really think you can handle me?
When?
Well, okay.
When?
Come on. Give it to me.
Oh, right.
Transmit network.
disappeared into what they used to call a black hole. It must have emerged on the far side of the galaxy and fell into the machine planet's gravitational field.
The machine inhabitants found it to be one of their own kind. Primitive, yet kindred. They discovered a simple 20th century program. Collect all data possible.
Learn all that is learnable.
Return that information to its creator. Precisely, Mr. Decker. The machines interpreted it literally.
Symbolica. Symbolica.
What we'll do is perhaps if he did to come down to Olympic one evening, when he's used to hear some of the stuff that you did on the show and show you what we did, and then you can criticise it and say how you want it different.
Maybe. But the thing is just as well just to stay here.
Yeah.
Stay
here. Yeah. But I think you'll find I was really pleased with the sound on the stage. Just really good. Very full sound. It's really, it sounds like a good live studio recording.
The PA stuff's arriving this afternoon, isn't it? Great.
Yeah, you can never tell with you, basically. It's supposed to be terrible.
I think.
Yeah, we did a track in a little.
Yeah, what I mean to tell you is that everything back here is just falling to waste.
We need a piece of it. We did the music.
Yeah. All the power is gone from the left side of the stage, and so we're going to hassle and try to get it back.
I think Michael, I think you're pretty right.
You're pretty right, Michael.
I'm going to tell you a story.
You want to get one of those big grip hats with those ringlets down the ears.
Yes, I saw them.
Beautiful. Who is that?
No, the thing is.
Hey, you're much louder than we are.
Open wow, sound. Of course. I'll make you louder. It's fantastic.
Oh, that'd be a good trip. Do something. Yeah. Turn this one up. Okay.
Okay, that's what we were saying.
And where's Hanson?
That was
12-1. Yeah.
Okay. The idea is that
on this point, it's kind of away.
This is 13, take one.
Holy Jesus.
I'm scared.
Yeah, call the unit, tell them already.
No, I think we won't. I think you'll find we're not going abroad. Because Ringo just said he doesn't want to go abroad. And he put his foot down. So, us and Jimmy Nichols might go abroad.
Yeah, take a gumbo break and then come back to not fade away.
What? You didn't want to go abroad.
I'm getting married on the 11th.
Oh, well, no, you can't.
America, no. I've got to get uptight.
America, show me. For two? For 40.
We work that out. I'm going to take some.
I think the thing to do is just see what we all feel in the day of time. As opposed to making anything.
Yeah!
Second beer. As opposed to making anything hard and fast. Immediately. Because we may find the idea or any idea grows and gets more attractive or less attractive given where you are now. In other words, we may find in 2 days here.
He's not going to give up. He really won't give up.
It's all right.
He won't give up.
I am.
You'll be saying this like as you walk on stage, you know, like on the night of the show. Well, I really think.
I personally.
Torchlit.
If anybody asked me point blank where I thought I would say Torchlit. But no one's asked me.
See, the thing is, Ringo definitely doesn't want to go abroad, so that means we don't go abroad. Maybe we go abroad next time. But this time, no. But it's just as well that. But it'd be nice to try and find some way to do it out of doors.
It's cold.
And the only other problem, see, if we could probably get over
can't
the cold.
You know, like in a car, when you can heat sort of ground level and you can put the hood back and the you know the cold sort of streams over the top as long as you got the heaters up full. You know what I mean? You can get a sort of open mind.
It's not the heat so much, it's
you're
the weather.
Still surrounded all
I mean, it's the actual weather. It's snowing and raining. Snow. It's your English rain, which is worrying about out of doors in this country.
Yeah.
See, out of.
Oh, no, that, to me, it's the heat. I wouldn't mind either playing in the rain. That's quite
That would be interesting, yeah, right.
Snow or rain, do me. No, wind and anything. You make all that. It's just a frozen hand trying to
yes, you could.
Play those notes.
Trying to get your E7
when
your little
snow
fingers
and rain. It's all right. You might just have a few deaths on the set due to electric shocks.
Yeah, that's what I was. I mean, I wasn't worried. I mean, I just thought if it's raining, it's just not all that fun if you're going to do it for 2 or 3 days. I mean, if we did it at the end of the month, slough out in the fields. And anyway, the audience with 8 pigs and 7 farm raisers. It's, I think things have to be flexible.
I'm definitely going to do another one.
You're doing one with Steve Miller?
Yeah.
Yeah. 14, take 1. Ignore that sync mark.
Yeah, because that's the third one I've had.
Yeah, that's all.
It's got better all the time.
Well, I'll wait till the final one.
Yeah.
Because you get to know one, otherwise it's all
different. You see, what ideally I'd like to do is use this one we're doing now as almost a final filming commercial for the Bass, you know, all the way. They get Terry out, and then any time you get an idea or say, well, wouldn't it be great, then you can really help. So that would be nice. Very funny. Very funny to see what comes in. In a pub. It's the thing that you do. It's the mark you in the pub, man.
I'll tell you what,
you know how nice and smiling they are when they want to
if
buy
you just decide to get in,
stuff you on the drinks.
Because
it's all the chat.
If I drink, it's a scotch.
Oh, yeah, it's all right.
There's always people who think,
I'll have a vodka. It's
time to go. So you decide to get in some liquor. And the whole bar.
Christ, it's
a bit impenetrable.
In the drawer?
Yeah, don't get it here. Just on a chair or something in there. Yeah, I appreciate it if you could get it done today for me.
Thanks, Jack.
Yeah, we still got a building.
Will, you're building it,
yeah. Yeah, which
concept to you moving out two stages. Left this free for us.
Are you building the boat in this one?
The boat is... Yeah, the boat's going to be on this one. Near the last thing in the picture there. But it's fantastic. I'll take you out the art department when you get a moment.
Yeah, okay.
And you can see some of the designs and all that. It's well underway.
Is it still the same boat they had?
The like environmental... The yeah. The dining room with the water where we release like the octopus mice. And all that. Yeah. Things that you watch under the water.
Yeah, well, that was like...
Yeah, that's
like
the first script.
Yeah, that's nice.
But now that's all...
Well, we'll say cheerio now.
I'll take you out when you're, you know, during the week sometimes.
It's Maureen, and I want to tell you how terrible my life is. Do you have about 3 hours?
Oh, no, Mo, I'm sorry. I've got to go to work. Okay if I call you back tonight?
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you for calling California Psychic. All conversations with your psychic are private and confidential.
it's only going to take 2 weeks.
Oh, you're looking at me when I had to do it.
He said, let's see what happens. He's a big shield about the industry.
See if I can make it.
See, yeah, be there, Rick. Would you do me a favor?
The super squad.
Joe's just finishing up now.
Yes, I didn't reach.
No, it's okay. Just wait.
Yeah, because that's the third one I've had.
Yeah, that's all. It's got better all the time.
Well, I'll wait till the final one.
Yeah.
Wait, because you get to know more. Otherwise, it's
you see, what ideally I'd like to do, Ringo, is use this one we're doing now as almost a final filming version for all of us who know all the work. Then get Terry over. And then anytime you get an idea or say, well, wouldn't it be great, then he can really, you can really help you, you know. So that would be nice. It's very funny. It's a very funny sequence in a pub. It's the thing that you do. And it's the new look in the pub, like all the drinks around the house.
I tell you what,
you know how nice and smiling they are when they want to buy big whiskeys and put in stuff. Fill you on the drinks.
Because
and it's all the chat.
If I drink, it's scotch.
Like, oh, yeah, it's all right.
There's always people who go, I'll have a vodka. So you decide to get in some liquor, you know.
And the whole bar comes forward. And hundreds of coins to go.
In the drawer.
Yeah, did I get here? No, it's just on a chair or something in there.
So much wine.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Get it done today for me. Thanks, Jack.
Many bottles of this cost more than that.
Yeah, well, we're still building the picture.
Of course, Braylock.
Well, you're building it, yeah. Which set are you?
I'm using the other two stages, plus I left this free for the last.
Are you building the boat in this one?
The boat's going to be on this one. It'll be the last thing in the picture there. But it's fantastic. I'll take you up the art department when you get a moment.
Yeah, okay.
And you can see some of the designs and all that, because it's well underway.
Is it still the same boat they had?
The environmental... Yeah.